Hi, it's Wade, and I want to talk about outdoor small cell building mounting. That's mounting to a building. As they do these small cell outdoor deployments, there's going to be a lot of different ways to mount, and one of them is on buildings, obviously. There's a lot of different ways to mount to a building, so let's find out more. If you expect to mount to a building, which they're going to call for that probably on a lot of these densification projects, one of the things that they're going to want to do is figure out how they're going to mount to a building. And what I mean by that, there's three ways, right? Top of a building on the roof, side of a building on the wall, or chances are you could mount inside a building and shoot out a window. That's a little more common than you might think. Let's go over each one, each of the mounting options. On the rooftop, very efficient way to go. Easy to mount. Like if there's an elevator penthouse, you could mount on the elevator penthouse. You just get a wall mount, a wall bracket, or you could strap it to the wall. Some people strap it to, say, chimneys. They buy Bandit and they wrap it around, they strap to the chimney, or they just drill in anchors to the wall. That's how a lot of people do it. They just drill anchors into the wall and put steel on the side of the wall. But the other way is a non-penetrating rooftop mount. Each one serves a different purpose, more or less. Like if you're on the penthouse, usually it's in the center of the building, or you could mount on the side of the building at the roof and just run your cables across the roof. It used to be you didn't have to get a permit for a non-pen, but they closed that loophole. I think you need a permit for almost anything you mount in the roof. So make sure the permitting is done before you mount up there. But the rooftop mount, if you have a non-penetrating rooftop mount, you're going to be able to just build the unit. You're going to want to put rubber mats under it, put the unit up there, and make sure you have weights for it, cinder blocks or something. And usually they mount that as close to the edge of the roof as they can. That way, for LTE and Wi-Fi deployments are very similar, they can point down over the edge. And that's one way to mount a small cell. Or you could even mount an E-Node B that way. And the whole idea is for fill. Obviously, you want to get down into the street. If you're on a penthouse, you're in the middle of the building, you know, it's going to be a little harder to get over the edge for a low power unit. Probably want a little higher power unit, but I think you guys know how to do that. Just make sure you read the scope, the things you're going to have to worry about. You're going to have to worry about getting power to the unit, and you're going to have to worry about backhaul. If it's a wireless backhaul, then you just shoot it to where you need it. But if you're in a building, chances are they have fiber in the building, so you can run some pretty decent backhaul to that particular building. Once you're inside for the backhaul, well, for the power, you have to know how you're going to get power there, obviously. If you have power over Ethernet, great. You can just run it with the data. But as far as data goes, if you're running Cat 5 or even Cat 6, I think you still have a 300-foot limitation. So if you're going in the building, you got to know where you're going. If they have a telco room right there in the roof, great. Maybe your router will be in there. Maybe your router will be out on the pole. But it won't be that far of a run. At least I wouldn't think it would be. But if you have to mount on a rooftop and then run it to the basement, it's going to be a long run. I don't know how high your roof is, but you're going to have to figure out, do they have a data run? Do you have to run it down the elevator shaft? Or do they have a, do you have to core drill down through the stairway or something and run conduit? It's going to really add a lot of pricing in there if you have to do that. Core drilling is a big deal. And you got to get through the wall to get inside. Like, do they have openings already there? Do you have to drill through the wall, make sure your waterproofing's good? I'm sure you guys know all that. I'm just saying. The other way to mount is on the side of a building. Now, what I'm saying here isn't necessarily on the side of the roof. I would consider that rooftop. What I'm saying here is like on the side of the building, like 20 or 30 foot up on the wall. And that's beginning to get more and more common. You mount literally on the side of the wall of the building. You may need a bucket truck. You may need a ladder. But you're going to literally drill into the wall, anchor into the wall, and put your small cell and your antenna on the wall. Then you got to run the cables either through the wall or down the wall and somewhere. Just make sure you understand your cable run. And if you need power, you might have to run data and power. It's just something to think about. But you may just want to get a bucket. It's probably the safest way to do it is get a bucket truck and then mount the bucket on the side of the wall. I'm sorry. Take the bucket up to mount the equipment on the side of the wall. It's going to be easier to mount that way. Work in the bucket. You can put all your tools in the bucket. If you're going to use a ladder, make sure your ladder's high enough. And it's, you know, pretty tricky working on a ladder when you're dealing with that weight and drilling and mounting. If you have two guys and you have two ladders, sometimes it's a lot easier just to have both of you go up there. Normally, the crews only have one tall ladder. So And that's how I've done it in the past. One guy goes up, the other guy's in the ground. One guy holds a ladder while the other guy works. Ladder safety, it matters. Same as bucket truck safety. Make sure you understand how your cables are going to run if you're running on the side of a wall. And if you're drilling through the wall, like, make sure you know where the other end's going to come out. And you don't want to pop into somebody's office. It's really embarrassing. In fact, if you know where you're going to be, maybe you want to drill from the inside out. But the problem with that is if it's a brick building or something like that, when you drill from the inside out, a lot of times it leaves a big ugly hole outside. So when you drill from the outside in, you have a nice small hole in the outside, but you don't know where you got to know where you're going to come out on the inside. It matters. Finally, the third way to do this, you could mount in an office inside a building and point out the window. That's a little more common than you might think, especially in the bigger cities. If you're in a building, you don't have to worry about weatherproofing or anything. You do have to worry about if you're like in an office or something like that, you have to worry about carpet. You have to worry about access. You have to worry about cleaning up after yourselves in a good way because, you know, you might be in an office environment. The other thing is if you're in a stairway, you might be able to mount from the ceiling or mount on the wall anyway. So you might still be anchoring into the wall. And if you are in a stairway, you have to know how your cables are going to run. It's still something you may have to core drill or you may have to figure out how your cables are going to run. And you might have to run conduit through there because it's an open access area or it's potentially an open access area. It's something to think about. The good thing about inside is it's a straightforward mounting, right? I mean, you can anchor to the wall. You might have a steel I-beam you can mount to. Make sure your antenna points out the window. Make sure you're getting the coverage you need. Be tidy. Clean up. Don't leave a mess because remember, when you're inside, everybody sees it. Somebody's going to see it. Let me put it that way. Especially if it's a maintenance engineer, and he's not going to be happy if you left a lot of dirt and a mess. So you're going to have to take the extra time to clean up. If you want more detail, let me know. I'm here to help. I just want to go over the building mounts real quick. Any questions, wadeforwireless.com or wadesarver.com/podcast. Let me know. I got a feedback form in there. You can email me, wadeforwireless@gmail.com. And I would like to thank Tower Safety for being a sponsor of mine. They can be reached at 480-313-0678. They cover all your training needs for tower safety, tower training, OSHA 10, and OSHA 30. And they have more than that. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Tower Safety. Based in Arizona, but they will come to you. All right, everyone. Be smart, be safe, and pay attention. See ya.